Hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and I am motivated and excited to tell you some good news today. And the good news is love overcomes everything. Yes, love overcomes all, and I have some good news scriptures for you today, which comes from Colossians 3, 14, 15, and 16, and it states, "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Powerful scriptures today. Again, verse 14, that's Colossians 3, 14. "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." So the scripture here calls for us to put on love. And how do you put on love? You put it on by wearing it. So again, the word of God calls for us to put on love, and to put on something means to wear it. It is within the fabric of who you are as a person, right? So if you put on love, then what comes out of your mouth, how you care for people, how you react towards situations should all be in the name of love. You get my point here? Also, the other part of this verse really quick I want to talk about, and it states, which is the bond of perfection. So again, Colossians 3:14, above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. So the bond is your oath, your pledge. It is that commitment to be made perfect in love. And we know what perfection means, to be flawless, pure, without fault. So we have to be that in love for one another. And where I'm going with this message today, it doesn't matter what happened back in 1999 or 2001 or 2011 or 1964 when someone offended you and you're still holding on to this anger and frustration and you're just walking in unforgiveness every day of your life. And I have a question. How is God going to forgive you if you don't forgive your brother in Christ or just someone in life, period? Because the word of God states that he will not forgive you unless you forgive others, period. That's what the word of God says. Check out the scripture for yourself. But let me move on really quick here. So if we put on love, wear it, or represent love, we are representing what God is all about. So that bond of perfection is where we all have to strive to get to. So in saying that, we have to be made perfect in our mind and in our actions in order to represent the kingdom of God in a positive way. And I'll tell you why. I remind people all the time that the world is watching us as Christ believers. We have to be aware that when we say we love and go to church every week, Wednesday night service every week, Bible studies at lunchtime on your job, people are watching you and people will see you as active in the God movement. You know, every time they see you, you have a kind word to say, you're quoting a scripture, you're going to church, you're toting your Bible. And so they see you as active in the God movement. And I'm here to tell you, you can be active, but not demonstrating love. And that is not representing the kingdom of God in a way that the Lord would want us to. Amen. And so on the other hand, you might be doing all these things perfect in the sight of your church folks. But then Saturday night, one of your non-church members see you out partying and doing everything but the right thing. You follow where I'm going here? Not judging, but just making an example here that we have to walk the talk. We have to live it in order to be it. Amen? So yes, others are watching how you speak, what you say, how you are living, the people you associate with. And my point to all of this is that you don't want to lose your testimony, because we are to be disciples of the Word of God. We are to be that living example, that vehicle that the Lord can use to draw others into the kingdom of God. That is what it is all about. Don't get sidetracked. Understand that we are supposed to be that living witness to draw men to the kingdom of God. So I got to say this. I know it might come across a little funny, but this is just coming across my mind. Next time, think before you yell at someone driving down the street because they are walking too slow across the intersection, keeping you from driving reckless. Think and say a prayer first, because your next door neighbor might be at the same intersection, the one you were ministering to 30 minutes prior to this incident, and they see you yelling at somebody, telling them, hurry up, cross the street. That's not demonstrating love. We can all agree, right? Or let me give you another example. There's a coworker on the job that's been irritating you to no end for 6 months. And finally, one day, you've had enough and you give them a few choice words. And you know what I mean about a few choice words. Again, you are not representing the kingdom of God in a godly way. You got it? Which is showing love and respect towards others. No matter how angry or where they take you, we must be that living example of love, working towards being made perfect in love. You got it? Or here's another one really, really quick. And this is one I can kind of relate to. I confess, you're in the grocery store checkout line and someone steps in front of you and steals your place in line. All you got to do is say, to that one. But I must say, even at that point, continue to represent the kingdom of God. Smile and say nothing and just pray inside and say, Lord, help me, and move on. It's not worth it. And what I mean by it's not worth it, it's not allowing yourself to be in the wrong frame of mind that puts you in the wrong spirit. And it could do that all day long. You got it? So I want to move on right now. First, let me tell you the title of the message today is Why Love? And the scripture of the day comes from the book of 1 Peter 4:8-10. First thought of the day is this: if you alone control how you feel, then why are you angry? Why are you mad? Why are you still blaming how you feel on other people? Because to feel is to be human. Feelings are powerful, though, and as long as you are feeling powerless, then insecurities will show up and cause displaced emotions that can make you feel driven and tossed by all the ups and downs in your life. So today's message focuses on why you should love and how to stay in the spirit of love. And I have found personally, when I let go of all the anger and frustration I have towards someone else, then that in itself is an act of love. Because you're forgiving every moment of the day. I know it's not easy, and I know it's not. It's a process, and in some cases, it's a lifelong process. But we have to strive towards being made perfect in love. You get my point here? And as long as you keep practicing love, it gets better and better and better. Because when you practice something, you get better at it. Amen? So moving on really quick. You see, one of my original quotes in a message I taught on faith is an action, not an emotion, some time ago, I went over faith is not about how you feel. Faith is based on living the dream before seeing the dream. Yes, actually living the dream means to do something. So when you are living the dream before you see the dream, there is no time for second guessing yourself or God. You follow where I'm going here? So my prayer today is that my words touch your heart in some way that helps you open up your heart to love, open up your mind to letting go of whatever is causing you to put a wall up when it comes to overcoming and being free from all the baggage. So again, the title of the message today is Why Love? Again, scripture of the day comes from the book of 1 Peter 4:8-10, and I will read that right now, and it states, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sin. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as a good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So remember, above all, folks, we have to love each other. And in doing this, it covers a multitude of our own sins. So if we love, we are being forgiven at the same time. Make sense? Again, the title of the message today is a question. And the question I have for all of you is why love? And why? I'll tell you my why. Because it is kind. Love is patient. Love is using wisdom. Love is how we make the world a more pleasant experience for everyone. If you love, this person over here shows love. This person over here forgives and loves. This person over here is not angry and continues to love. It makes the world a better experience for us all. I know some people will say, kumbaya, that's in the perfect world. Yeah, I know we don't live in a perfect world, but we can strive to be made perfect in Christ. We can strive to be made perfect in love. It is a process. So moving on really quick, I want to read a few scriptures here that connects my thoughts. That is 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Really quick, I'll read it. Beginning at verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So folks, I ask again, why love? And here's my why. Because love covers many of our own imperfections. Because feeling loved and showing love to another person is healing for the mind, healing for the body and the soul. When you are there in spirit, nothing else seems to matter. Somehow love is what keeps us in perfect peace with one another. It really does. I mean, the Word of God is powerful. And before I move on really quick, for those of you that are just tuning into the message here, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am so excited every week to be right here, same time, talking about hope, keeping hope, and in keeping hope, it turns into a loving and enjoyable life. So if you're just tuning in, I encourage you to tune in again next week and hear what the Lord has laid on my heart. Again, the title of the message today is Why Love? And if you have given up on love, I need you to know today that love will never give up on you, because love is God, and God will never throw you away, and He will never give up on you. Love will always be available to you, which is God. So if someone is listening today that have hardened their hearts to hope, then I encourage you today to let this day be the day you say, I am loved, and I want to learn about love, Susan. I want to love myself. I want to love others. More importantly, I want to love God more. If that is you, listen up to this. The power behind love gives us reason to forgive one more time, to forget one more time, to say I'm sorry one more time, to make peace with your family one more time, to say goodbye to outside influences one last time. Amen? So love can give you the reason to step outside of the box that you have put yourself in and just love and enjoy life and celebrate failure, celebrate hard times, celebrate a broken heart, celebrate and watch love rain down in your heart. And I am a living witness of what the power of love can do in your life. I have to take a break here. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week talking about love, faith, hope, forgiveness, all those things that can keep you boxed up in a mindset and keep you from living the dream before seeing the dream. That makes a whole lot of sense to me. Live the dream before you see the dream. Also, if you ever miss this weekly Sunday show, you can go to my website any time of the day or night and listen to archive messages, download my music, send a prayer request. We are here for you. So by visiting my website at faithwalkradio.com, that's faithwalkradio.com, you can do all of the above. So moving on, the title of the message today is Why Love? And the scripture of the day I taught from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Thought of the day is this: if you alone control how you feel, then why are you angry? Why are you mad? And why are you still blaming other people for how you feel? Remember, you have the power. And as I talked at the top of the show, the power behind love gives us reason to forgive. So really quick, I want to read the scripture of the day. It came from the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. And above all these things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sin. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So remember, folks, above all, we have to love each other. And in doing this, it covers a multitude of our own shortcomings. You got it? Also, another scripture I taught on, Colossians 3, 14 through 16. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The power, folks, behind love, again, as I said earlier in the show, the power behind love gives us reason to forgive one another. Reason to forgive one more time, day after day. One more time means every day, to forget one more time, to say I'm sorry one more time, to say I love you one more time, to make peace with your family one more time, to minister a word to someone hurting one more time, to say goodbye to outside influences for the last time. Again, my prayer today is that you have a better understanding of what it means to say I love you by your actions and what you do. Remember, the world is watching us. Us as Christ believers, there is always eyes on you. So step out and step up today and be that living example and represent God in a way that it invites the unbeliever and the world in to a God movement for all to live and enjoy. My final thought of the day is this: there is a land flowing with milk and honey, which are those God blessings when you walk on that straight and narrow road that leads to eternal life. I will end with Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 10. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be a frontlet between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. All I can say one last time is love overcomes everything. I have to end the show. Take a listen to a song I wrote and recorded titled No Matter What Happens Today. I chose this song to play today because I want you to know, no matter what, still worship the Lord. No matter what, keep your eyes on the prize, which is the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. I will be right back to say my final goodbye for today. Hold tight. I'll be right back.
You, Lord, this morning I will lift my eyes to you. Although I'm hurting, yes, I'm hurting, still I'm thankful. I will live my life for you this day. I will thank you for your grace. Although the fight seems everlasting, I'm casting it I can face all of my fears and worries. You have set me free from me. It's the peace I find in you, oh Lord, the strength that carries me through. No matter what happens today, as I stand before you this day, finding only your love and grace, this world has no more power over me. I've found my peace in you, oh Lord. No matter what happens today, the death of your son for the life of everyone. Beneath the stars, greater are we. Nothing can erase the beauty of your holiness. No one can take away.
No matter what happens today, yes, keep your eyes on the prize. The upward call of God in Christ Jesus is what Paul tells us to do. I have to say goodbye. Remember, go to my website any time of the day or night at faithwalkradio.com, faithwalkradio.com. Listen to archive messages, download my music, send us a prayer request, because we are there waiting by 24 hours a day to pray over your requests as they come in. So again, visit my website any time of the day at faithwalkradio.com. Also, remember this one last thing. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.